verse number 1, 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible said, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house, in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. Thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and she brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. It came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed." I like that.
Amen.
"And she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest."
Amen.
I'm going to preach tonight in this passage. I felt like the Holy Spirit had me preach tonight on about this oil and this woman, and that's all she had. I want you to recognize a few things about this tonight that God might apply to our hearts tonight as the people of God. I want you to recognize, first of all, that her husband had died. She had a husband that was the sons of the prophets, the Bible said. Of course, the Bible said here that he was a servant of Elisha. If you'll recognize that, she said he was that servant. And he had a good testimony. I won't say that. The Bible said that he feared God. She said he was a man that feared God. And here we find, it seemed like at a spare time in this woman's life, here a husband's dead, and he was a son of a prophet. And then we find here that the Bible said he's a servant of Elisha and a servant of God, and how he feared the Lord. And you know, sometimes we wonder, why do these things happen to good people like him?
Right.
I will tell you, that's because, friend, it's just God's will, amen?
Amen?
And things do come our way, amen?
Amen.
I mean, God even said the rain rains on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
And we got the night in our land, just people, unjust people. And it might look like sometimes the good people are going through sufferings and hardships. But I will tell you one thing, God, my friend, is in control. And he knows what to do, amen? As much as he knew what to do with them five loaves and two fish, he knows what to do in your hardships. Amen. When this woman here, she had a husband and just passed over. He was a good man, a testimony for God. But now we find her in the shape, my friend, that she can't even pay her own creditor. Apparently, they was a poor family. Apparently, they didn't have a whole lot. And here the man dies. And now the creditor has come. To take her only two sons. Amen. Hell, that'd be kind of hard. But here, it's lawful for the creditor to come and get what he's owed. Amen. I want to say this. In the Levitical law, if you'll read it sometime, it was lawful for them to come and get them boys and them work for 7 years to pay that debt. And they was freed after the year of Jubilee. Well, I'm going to tell you, thank God. I'm glad my debt's been paid. Amen. I'm glad it's been paid in full by the Lord Jesus. Amen. All the debt I couldn't pay. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, he paid a debt. Amen. Thank God he paid for my sin. And brother, when the creditor came, thank God there was a mark on it. It's that paid in full. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Here we find this woman. Dear friend of mine, and she's in hardship. Her husband's died. The creditor's there. And her two boys are about to be taken over by this creditor to pay the debt. And my friend Elijah said to her, What shall I do for thee? I tell you, it's good to know a man of God in hardship. It's not good to know, thank God, he knows the God. Amen. Of heaven. Amen. It's good to know he knows God. Amen. Amen. That's good to know anybody knows God. Amen. That's good to know, thank God, if you got God around your house, too. Amen. That's right. And you can pray to him. Amen. In a hardship. Oh, thank God for the prayer room in hardship. Thank God for the times you can go down on your knees. When you're going through hardship. When things aren't going the way you thought they ought to. And you never thought what would happen. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that you can pray to. Amen. But she went to Elisha, and she said, they come to take the boys. And he said, what has there in my house? What do you have you can sell? They'll pay you dead. Apparently she didn't have nothing. But a pot of oil, amen. Apparently she didn't have nothing she could sell. Amen. Maybe she had done sold it. Maybe they didn't have it. Remember, they didn't have nothing. She said, there ain't nothing in my house. But a pot of oil, amen. Kind of sounds like a poor family. But they knew God. Amen. And the brother, they might have been looked down on the society of this life. But thank God they knew God. And they knew a man of God that could help them. And they had a pot of oil in there. Looked that up just like a bottle flask of oil that she had in her house. Amen. Thank God oil is a picture and type of the Holy Ghost. And if you got some oil in your house, you got something that's worth something. Amen. If you got the oil in your house, thank God it's worth. Amen. Something. It'll get you boys out of trouble. Amen. That's right. What do you have in your house? She said, I got a pot of oil. Hell tonight, that's a good question. What do we have in our house that would pass the test? What do we have in our house that's going to go beyond this life? Amen. Anything else could perish. That Job experienced that. When the Lord allowed the devil to attack Job and seemingly took everything away from him. But Job said, no, he slay me. Yet will I trust him. Job said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be God tonight. And I got some things out of my house that money can't purchase, that money can't buy.
Some help.
Had your girls need some help. Inside your own home, baby. That's right. brother. That don't mean you're not interested in others. You are. But I'm telling you what, we better get down to Waller here. Amen. What about them boys out the house? Hey, man, that little boy and that little girl that's growing up. Somebody needs to get in there and pray for them. Hey, man, to pray the devil off. And pray God convict them. And that get a hold of their heart. And they need some oil in their house. And it's going to come. Amen.
Right. Amen.
That's right. I wonder tonight if you're really concerned. How concerned are we tonight about them that live in our own home? If without God tonight.
Right.
There's some of you tonight that you know good and well that there's people in your own house that's never been saved. Have never known the grace of God. If they die now, they'd go to hell. It'd be a sad thing. Oh, I tell you, it'd be a sad thing tonight, friend. To listen. To go to hell. Amen. In a home, friend. It'd be a sad thing to reject the light of the gospel and know your stubborn way and end up in hell without God. But somebody's going to find a pot of oil. Amen. Somebody's going to have some oil. Amen. And she went out and she got all these vessels and they shut the door. Her and her boys, and Elijah said, you pour out that oil that you got, in that flask of that pot, and pour it in them vessels. And brother, she started pouring out. And when you started pouring out, thank God that's when it'll go in. Hey, man, I won't say tonight, if God wants you to pour out your heart, and God wants to pour out your soul, and God wants you to pour out everything that's in you, and a God, my friend, that's all I think that'll touch him, amen.
Right.
I'm so sick of mechanics today. Hey, man, I don't like it. I hate to get in mechanical living. Well, I'm just going through religious motions. And it don't touch the heart of God.
Right.
Hey, man, God wants you to pour your heart out to him, friend.
Right.
Hey, try to be honest with him tonight.
Yes.
You need some oil in your pot.
Right.
Hey, you need some oil in your vessel. Hey, man, you need it filled up. That's right.
Right.
Hey, man, she took that little flask on. And she started pouring it. It seemed like, Brother Pete, hey, God, no doubt it did. The more she poured it, it does seem like the more he was putting in her pot. Hey, man, the more you pour out, the more God put in. The more you pour out, the more God put in. You pour the oil out, God puts the oil in. Amen. That's right. Why do you think he fills you with the Holy Ghost? That's right. The pour out. Amen. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. You know what the word fill means? It means to be full. If you get full of the Holy Ghost, you live on the overflow of it. Amen. That's right. When you pour out your soul to God, thank God he's a putting more in. Amen. And the more she got that oil filling them vessels up, thank God the more it got. Amen. That's right. Just a little pot of oil there has the filling of these vessels up. Amen. You don't know the effect you'll have down at the house of God you start pouring out.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've seen people pour out before and testify, and pour out before and singing the songs of God, and pour out their hearts to God in prayer, and see the whole congregation be touched by it. And then just start out with a little pot of oil, and thank God it got the water out of the vessels. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. She took that oil, and she poured out, the Bible said. I wonder when's the last time you poured out your heart to God and really just got serious with him. Not much of our prayer is mechanical and routine and ritual. And it's not much hard prayer today, but if you get to pouring your heart out to God, you'll find him present. You'll find the moving of God in your soul, and you'll be glad you did. Amen. We've got this day, and we think we've got God in our own little 1, 2, 3, and God just wants somebody to pour their heart out and pour their soul out and tell them the truth and ask God for his help. Amen. That's right. When's the last time we asked God to help us? Amen. We need the help of God.
Right.
Without God, you can't do nothing. You need his help.
Amen.
That's right. I need his good help tonight. I'm glad, thank God, that he'll give it. Amen. If I ask him, he'll give. Amen. Here's a woman. She's got a little pot of oil now. She's got nothing for her. Notice what he said in the Word of God in verse number 6. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there's not a vessel more. Not no more. We done filled them all up. Every vessel in there was filled.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And I want to say tonight, dear God, if we need anything, we need a filling of the Holy Ghost.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. You say, how do you get filled with the Holy Ghost? Hunger and thirst after him.
That's right.
You get the hunger and thirst after God, and he said, ye shall be filled. That's what
right.
he said, isn't it?
Right.
Hey, man, I'm not looking for some starburst experience. I'm looking for a hunger for God in my soul and getting the Word of God and pray and seek the Lord and be filled with his power and his might and be filled with all the fullness of God, my friend. And I don't say tonight, God's the owner of your vessel tonight.
Amen.
And the Bible said, be not drunk with wine, pour in excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
That word filled, that means to overflow with the Spirit of God.
Right. Yes.
Amen. And there's the vessels, they're full. And he said this, he said, take the full and set them aside.
Amen.
That's the ones God used.
Right.
You get full of God.
Yes,
you get full of God. You know what I'm afraid of today? I'm afraid that there's not many people know that not have the knowledge of the Lord, that know His ways.
Yeah.
You see, one reason that the Hebrews didn't enter into His rest is they know not His ways.
Right.
They didn't know the way of God.
Right.
They thought that they could, my friend, be their own God sometimes. They thought they could make it without God. They thought that they were self-sufficient a lot of times, and they'd go out in their own way. But I'm telling you, God, my friend, is our, we can solely depend on God.
Yeah.
And when we don't solely depend on God in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're sinning against God, we're departing from the faith, and we're not depending on Him, I feel us and give up what we need in this hour.
Amen.
I'm telling you, one of the sins of this day is neglecting God. It's neglecting His power. It's neglecting His presence. It's neglecting the Holy Ghost. It's neglecting His movement. It's neglecting, my friend, what He's abandoned on your heart to do for Him. Amen. That's right. He's a grieved spirit today because we've neglected Him. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? That's dealing with saved people. Neglect. That's a bad sin, but it's in the church. It's prevalent.
Right.
Amen. I can't preach without Him. I can't do nothing without Him.
Right.
You see, God wants you to depend on Him for every single thing. Amen. Amen. That's right. God wants you to depend on Him. I know God give you the ability to do things, but as you do them, you depend on Him to give you the grace and spirit to do them. Amen.
Amen. Right.
That's right. She had to go out and get the vessels. She had to go, but she was obeying what was told her.
Right.
And she got the vessels and they poured oil in and they became full. And notice this. I love this. And the Bible said, and the oil stayed.
Amen.
The oil stayed.
Yes.
It stayed.
Yes.
I want to say this, when the Holy Ghost comes in, He stays.
Right.
He's an ever presiding or residing, thank God, person.
Right.
God the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He's no less than God the Son.
Right. Right.
In fact, the Lord is the Spirit.
Right.
He said, and the Lord is that Spirit.
Yes.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, 1 Corinthians 3:17, 2 Corinthians 3:17, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Right.
And buddy, you talk about freedom in that house that day. When that woman looked and saw the miracle of God, how that she had a pot of oil, and now there's vessels spread abroad in her house filled with oil, and that oil stayed in them. Her vessels, praise God, and she looked at that in amazement, and because it was the hand of God on that, and God had blessed her brother. I'm telling you, that person of God, my brother, present in her house. And it was the miracle of God.
Amen.
Through obedience to the word and command of Elisha. And now she's got oil.
Yes.
Thank God it stayed.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what he said to her? He said, now what you do is you go and sell that oil and you pay the debt and your boys is free from the creditor.
Amen.
And this is what the Holy Ghost says here in this scripture. The oil is what will save your boys.
Right.
The oil is what's going to save them sinners.
Yes, sir.
When they come down the house of God from the creditor.
Yes, sir.
Because that creditor was there. They was going to take her boys.
Right.
But thank God that oil, Brother Tony, is what delivered them from the creditor.
Amen.
And you talk about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. Could you imagine how free them boys had to feel in the very clutches of that creditor?
Amen.
But now, thank God, nothing she had but upon her oil was bringing deliverance. Amen. And the only thing's going to bring deliverance in the house of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God is the oil of God and the saints of God and the vessels overflowing with oil and the people of God see the grace and the mercy of God in the house of God and they rejoice in it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. It's the oil of God.
Amen.
It's the rabbit of the oil. Amen. And God, the word anoint means rub. That's what it means. Amen. And when Samuel came in, thank God to Jesse's house, and he saw David, he said, anoint him. Thank God with that horn of oil, and he anointed him with the horn of oil. And the Bible said the Spirit came on him from that day. It was that oil, praise God, that time by the Spirit of God, and throughout the Bible, and with that oil, you might get to God's heaven. Amen. Listen to this from Matthew chapter 25, 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. Why was 5 foolish? They carried lamps. They had no oil.
Right.
5 wives had oil.
Amen.
Amen. When the bridegroom came, they went back into the town to buy oil. But, friend, it was too late.
Amen.
And when they came back, the door was shut.
Right.
And they tried to get in. But thank God the bridegroom said, he said, no, I know you're not.
Right.
They had no oil. I'm telling you the difference tonight in your life and a sinner's life is God the Holy Spirit lives in you. And any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's not of his. And the only way a man can proclaim salvation is the witness of the Holy Ghost that's on the inside. And the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the pure of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. He witnesses on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, how can you know you're saved? You can't know unless the Spirit of God witnesses it.
Right.
He's within you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Them boys are delivered by the oil.
Amen.
You don't want to deliver a church from dryness and deadness. The oil.
Amen.
That's right. You get the oil in the house of God, it'll be delivered from that.
Amen.
You know why churches are dead and dry? They don't know nothing about the oil.
Right.
You know why preachers are dead and dry? They don't know nothing about the oil.
Right.
They need the oil, praise God. I need the oil. Amen. I need the oil. In fact, David said, anoint me with fresh oil.
Right.
He needed some fresh oil. I need that too, don't you?
Amen.
I need the fresh oil on me, brother. It's the type of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
As much as you take the Spirit of God in the Bible, picture of oil through the Bible, anywhere oil is a picture and type of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's right. Running water is a picture of the Spirit of God in the Bible.
Right.
Still water is a picture of the Word of God.
Amen.
The wind is a picture of the Spirit of God in the Bible.
Amen.
Did you see that wind blowing? You didn't see it. You just saw the effects.
Right.
The wind blowing worked mischief.
Right.
Thou hearest. Did you hear it whistling last night?
Yes.
Thou hearest the sound thereof?
Mm-hmm.
But canst not tell whence it cometh?
Right.
Where they're gone?
That's right.
You can't figure it out. But how could you deny it?
That's right. Amen.
Son, them trees was a bowing down.
That's right.
Limbs popping.
Yeah.
Picture of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what he told Nicodemus.
That's right.
So is everyone that's born in the Spirit. It's the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And I want to say this. Baptist people ought to believe in the Spirit of God.
Yeah, right.
Do we think we can just have facts without force and work? It won't work.
Right.
In fact, it took the force to get the facts.
Right.
That's right. And the word power means force. Miraculous force.
Amen.
Supernatural force. That's what it got. That's what got a hold of your heart.
Right.
Do you know many a time? I say many a time, two or three times, somebody took the Bible one day and said, I want to show you something. And took the scriptures and showed them to me. And they said, do you believe that? And I said, yes, sir, I believe that. But do you know there was a day that the blessed wind of God blowed my way. Do you know that was a day, thank God, that the old man delivered the mail?
Yes.
Amen. And cut to my heart.
Yes,
and thank God for his mercy.
Yes,
and with his drawing power got a hold of my heart through the truth.
Amen.
And caused me by his great love and mercy to bow before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And know that it's real and get up and testify something's happened to me that I couldn't do for myself.
Right.
It was the earth. It was the Spirit of God. It was the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And that's what it's going to take to get a hold of everybody if they ever get saved.
Right.
No man is saved apart from the working of the Spirit of God.
Right.
And that day he got a hold of you, and he got a hold of you, and he got a hold of you. It was the same Spirit that got a hold of me.
Right.
It's not a different Spirit. It's the same
Amen.
Spirit that convicted you and drove you and brought you to Christ.
Right.
And with that, alone, there's no deliverance tonight.
Right.
And thank God for it.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of it. I like it. I want it.
Yeah,
I do want it to serve his brother.
Right.
Where the power of God is, where the Holy Ghost is, and where he's a moving
right.
amongst his people. We feel holy. You talk about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Is he not a God of feelings?
Oh, yes. Yes. Sure is.
I'm not talking about worked up fleshly feelings.
Right.
Phileo feelings. I'm talking about the Spirit's feelings.
Right, yeah.
I don't know no better feeling.
Right. Amen.
I'm just telling you, I know no better feeling than the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Moving in on my soul and causing
Amen.
Me to say glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We need that.
Oh, yes.
Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. We need him in conviction in these days, Brother Messick. It seems like, and it's sad to say, the convicting, piercing power of the Spirit
right.
is not as strong because he's been quenched
yes, sir. Sure
and grieved. And because we've held back
mm-hmm.
from really praising him
Amen.
And worshiping him in spirit and truth,
Amen.
The oil stayed. And oil stay around here. If you got him in you, he'll stay.
Amen.
But what about the oil being manifested and poured out?
Yeah.
Amen. Poured out amongst the congregation.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, there's no telling. I still believe he's able. If the power and the blessed breath of God and the dew from heaven fall on a congregation of people, what would take place here tonight if we'd come saying, breathe, oh God, breathe. Can these dead bones live as they laid there in the valley of dry bones? Can they live? Oh, the only way they could live was the breath of God. The only way the first man ever got in this world, brother, God formed him, but he had to breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And I'm going to tell you what, that regeneration power of the Holy Ghost that comes in a man when he's saved, that gives him spiritual life and light, that calls him to live for God. And brother, it ain't my friend, the work of the flesh is the work of God in that man's heart. Amen. That's why you stand up and testify. And know the presence of God's on that individual because of all. You say, what happened to them boys? They were in the hand of the creditors. And Mama said it was the oil. They went down the street one day and they said, boys, I thought you were going with the creditors and you're back at Mama's house. How'd that happen? They said it was the oil.
Right.
Amen. One day you got born again by the power of God.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, I used to be in sin. What happened to you? You said, thank God it was oil.
Amen. Yes.
You said, praise God, you went down to church and I saw you shaking your head to the preacher and saying amen. And you was the singing the songs of God. And we wondered what in the world had you. And you said it was the whole.
Amen.
It was.
Yes, it was.
And it stayed, praise God.
Yes.
And I won't say it tonight, dear friend, it still is the whole. It still is the whole. It still is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sure.
That we need in our services and in our hopes and in our heart.
Right.
And that woman wouldn't have nothing in this side of the day. What you got in your house? She said, nothing, Elisha, but a pot of oil. I babysit the whole time in her. Out of work.
Yes, sir.
Out of work.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, we need down the house of God. We need some help.
Amen.
Out of work. Praise God.
Yes.
Out of work. Out of work. Out of get your children out of hell.
Right.
Out of get your dry spirit quickened.
Yes.
We can get some oil around the house of God.
Yes.
Amen. The oil stays. I'm glad it's still real. I got saved over 19 years ago. And it's better tonight than it was the day I got in.
Yes.
He's the same Lord.
Yes, sir.
My position is no better.
Nope.
I mean, it's as much as when I was born in the flesh, I became a height. I'm no less than a height tonight.
That's right.
I wasn't no more tonight than I was the day I got born.
That's right.
And brother, I'm telling you what, when I growed up, thank God there comes some realization.
Yes,
and I've grown in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ like you have. And if you're saved, you grow in grace and knowledge.
That's right.
But thank God you can testify the more and longer you live for God, you can bow your knees and say, Lord, I just want to say it's to all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything that's done, any freedom, any deliverance, it's to all.
Amen.
What you got in your house tonight? You got anything that'll bring your boys out of the creditor's hand for the debt they owe? Amen.
That's right.
I tell you, isn't that more important than anything else?
Amen.
I think we'll get our vision off that.
Right.
Amen. And those things is all right. But without the oil, they're going to go to the creditor.
That's right.
They're going, and they're going to have to pay the debt.
Yeah, right.
But thank God if you got some oil.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
thank God they can say like you, it's the oil.
Amen.
Amen. Didn't have that. Had enough.
Yeah, right.
Poured it out in them vessels, and God brought deliverance to them boys.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage you to get where God's at.
Oh, yeah.
And ask God to give us, praise God, the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yes.
Meet with us in the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. That we might know Him in power.
Amen.
And have the power and glory of God in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's what we need. It's all the oil. I thank God for it.
Amen.
Stand with me tonight in the house of God. Appreciate you being here. I could have preached a whole lot longer, but I felt like the Lord had me stop now. I've said what I felt like the Holy Ghost wanted me to. But tonight, maybe you need to come pray. Maybe your vessel's running a little low tonight. Maybe your vessel's running a little low. I'll tell you why you hadn't poured out. You need to pour out tonight. And God's touching your heart. You need to just come pray. Maybe that boy down at your house or that daughter, you need to come pray. Shut the door between you and God. Put them all in the pot, in the vessel.